Welcome to the Funny Mummies podcast. I'm your host, Hattie Ashdown, and mum to two feral boys. Join us as I welcome a different mum every episode from the world of comedy, as we give no judgment, no filter, but all the laughs on this crazy ride of parenting, work, and being bloody great women.
Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day!
Oh, hello and welcome to the Funny Mummies podcast. I'm Hattie Ashdown, and my kid can now get up and make his own breakfast. Thank you. That's my headline. And of course, joining me today is two people. But first of all, let's get to my co-host. It's the lovely.
I'm Gemma Beagley. And yesterday I had a meltdown over a missing kettle.
So, but joining us today is our regular guest. And we haven't had her for a while.
I think this is the longest
we've not had her. We've been having withdrawals.
Yeah.
She's an actress. You would have seen her on Catastrophe, the IT Crowd, Motherland, Miranda, Buffering, and a plethora of theatre and radio, including the Spike play that she toured, playing Janet, the sound system, and most recently her very successful podcast, Crushed, which we'll find out more about that. She's a mum of two, wife of one, the very modest Margaret Caborn Smith.
Wife of one.
For now.
For now. I mean,
let's see if I can increase that number over the next couple of years.
Yeah, why not? Why can't we just be wives to... Oh, God, no, it's hard enough.
No, hang on.
Hang on. It's hard enough. Well, I was like, you know what? I was looking up some of your stuff and I was like, God, you've done so much and you're so very modest about it, Margaret. You don't shout
you
about it.
I should just talk about my CV all the time. keep listing it just in the high street.
Do you find all that stuff really icky?
I mean, a lot of this stuff, like, it's tiny, tiny parts. I have got a really good CV, but most of the time it was saying one thing, you know. It was reacting to a famous person.
No.
You know, it was not, no, you know.
But somebody,
you know, have you got famous friends though, Margaret?
I mean, I do have famous friends. It's what puts me off fame, Gemma.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we want to know more. Who's your most... Can you say who your most famous friend is?
Do you know what? He's not a friend, but I am going to Wrexham this weekend and I intend to meet... to meet Ryan Reynolds. That is my plan. Because my friend is the executive director of Wrexham AFC, and he's sort of the one who got Ryan and Rob in.
Oh, Humphrey.
Yes.
So the thing is, I've learned this in the last few years, that it's not that one degree of separation, it's the 2 degrees separation.
That's absolutely.
They're the ones that are going to make and break you.
Yeah, exactly.
So fantastic.
So, I couldn't think what he's been in, Ryan Reynolds. He's just like a kind of...
What's the one? Free Guy. That's a recent one.
He's with, what's her name, from Gossip Girl?
Blake Lively.
Very, very handsome. One of the most handsome men in the world.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Isn't he a superhero? Isn't he a Marvel thing?
Yes, he is a Marvel. Yeah, he's Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's Deadpool.
Okay.
Which I should possibly watch before I try and meet him.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, know what he's been in first.
Yeah, because I don't know if you go to someone and go, listen, I'm interested in you because you're very handsome, but I know nothing about you.
I don't know what you've been in.
No, to be fair, I love him because I don't know if you've watched Welcome to Wrexham.
No.
But I actually love him because of that. Like, he's just so nice and fun.
Oh.
And doing this amazing thing. Yeah, it's really good.
It's brilliant. And Rob as well, you mean?
And Rob McElhenney. I will hopefully meet him. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are you doing to meet them again? Sorry?
I'm going to visit my friend Humphrey, who lives in LA for most of the year, but he wants to live in Wrexham for a lot of the time because he's executive director there. But
right.
He doesn't, you know, I'm just going to go and visit him, keep him company.
Right. I'll say no more. Being wife number two.
He already has his wife. Wow. You know, he has a...
Okay, so I always love to ask Margaret what we're going to talk about, because obviously, if you've not tuned into this podcast before, we talk to mums that are funny, but we don't really talk about parenting. We just, you know, we just chat and chat. But
We're not giving you any advice. Yeah, you're not getting anything from us.
I'm afraid to say, if you've come here for advice, you're going to get opposite. But what you will get is a non-judgy attitude. To parenting, and Margaret always comes up with good topics. That's why I was saying about being modest, because on Facebook you're very good for coming up with a conversation topic on Facebook, but like obviously you don't shout about your credits and stuff. But so I always, which would be weird, wouldn't it? Well, if you said, "Hey guys,
weird.
Have you thought about bonding with your kid?" Oh, and by the way, did you know I was in this play?
check out BBC Two at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
So we've talked about this before, haven't we, that none of us are very good at boasting about what we're actually up to, you know?
I think...
I don't do anything.
Well, we live in this society now, especially with social media, particularly Instagram, I think, where, you know, there's this whole thing of like Instagram versus reality. So we do know it's not real, but it's still, even though I know, I still... goes into my consciousness to just tell me like they're having a better life than me. And I think the people that are putting up loads of stuff, like clips of stuff that they're doing, they're not doing it for their mates, they're doing it for the producers or anyone.
It's part of the job, isn't it?
It's for work, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you tell us about, so me and Gemma were saying our headlines, and is this something that's in your headlines? So you said to me about bonding with your kids, about when your kids aren't really into something you're into.
No, exactly. I just feel like we're into different stuff. I mean, you could say that about an 8-year-old boy, can't you?
Well,
basically,
yeah.
He keeps tricking me into talking about Pokemon, and I cannot understand it. Like, but you know, it's all sort of starting by going, "Would you like to have wings coming out of your head?" And I'm really thinking and wondering. And then it turns out it's just that he wants to talk about Pokemon. And actually, right, he hates swimming lessons. And so I decided as a treat, if I pretend to be interested in Pokemon on the way there and on the way back. But it's awful because when we get in the front door, I think he thinks he's won me over. But I'm like, no, that is it. I am not talking about it anymore. And he's like, oh.
Did you tell him that you were going to pretend?
I wasn't trying to cover it up. Just trying to do that thing where your treats aren't always just, you know, sweets. Things, or ice cream, yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I have had exactly the same, because my kids are into Minecraft.
Yeah.
And I think they're talking about, I don't know, the some animal or building something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, really? And then I slowly realise they're talking about, they go, "But the thing is, when the creeper's coming," I'm like, what? Oh, they're talking about Minecraft.
That reminds me of this crazy dog walker that I used to have, and she'd talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And I wouldn't know whether she was talking about dogs or people. She would just be talking, "Oh, because you know Bertie," and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think Pokemon's the same, except they've got silly names like Frotch.
Yes, exactly. It's clear.
Charmander.
Crustle. Actually, I remember I used to work with a woman who was similarly just would talk and talk and talk. And I realised that she was, when she was talking about someone called Ali, and it turned out she was talking about Ali McBeal. But she really felt like that was her friend. You know? And I was like, oh my God, I can't. Can't take this. Why do you know these people in America? What?
So like she's talking about, oh my God.
Yeah, she's telling me storylines of Ali McBeal that it would become apparent that it wasn't her mate, Ali.
Who's a lawyer.
The character. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. But I think I probably do a bit of that with my husband. Like, I was saying yesterday, I get obsessed with TV shows or obsessed with TV, and then I seem to be off it for a bit, and then I come back. And yeah, he, bless him, I think he has a lot of that where I'll be chatting away. And
because you know the Traitors, have you seen any of the Traitors?
I've never watched it.
Okay, it's amazing. But anyway, I won't start banging on about it. But we just watched the Traitors Australia. But I was thinking, I felt bad about it because my daughter dreamt about one of them last night. She was like one of the people from the Traitors Australia's in her dream, and I was like, we need to see some real people. We need actually. It's too much.
Okay, so I don't know, do you feel anything, Gemma, bonding, you know,
because how old's yours, Gemma?
He's eight, nearly nine. He's just finished year three. Well, here's my take on it. Here's my hot take. So I remember going to see a therapist a few years ago, and she was like, tell me about your father. So, and I said, my dad and I had nothing to talk about. We had absolutely nothing in common. I couldn't connect with him. I couldn't find any interest in what he and what his stuff was. And she said to me, it is not the child's job to connect with the parent. Like, it's, you know, it's for the parent to come down to the level of the child and say, you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
And so I kind of, that's always stuck in my head.
So you are into Pokemon now.
Well, no, this is the thing. So theoretically, I'm like, yeah, you know, it should be me, but it's so boring. UEFA is boring. FIFA is boring. Franks on YouTube is boring. Pokemon. Army Soldiers is the new
boring
thing.
And confusing.
Exactly.
No. Yeah,
we've just been on holiday, and I stupidly trusted him to pack his own bag.
Oh, you didn't, Gemma.
Gemma.
Within reason. So I kind of packed like enough pants and whatever.
Okay.
We got to Italy. I opened it, and rather than packing the jumper that I told him to put in, he'd packed this massive bag of small plastic army soldiers, like from Toy Story.
Oh, love him.
Soldiers that he has never once, ever shown any interest in. But now we're getting on a plane.
That is so cute.
And I can't be bothered with soldiers and armies. I'm not interested.
No, it's hard, isn't it? I wouldn't know how to begin playing soldiers.
I mean, you've got a girl as well, Margaret. I mean, me and Jen both got boys. And again, you know, you shouldn't stereotype. And I've always tried to sort of like, you know, do that thing of giving my boys dolls, giving them dolls house, all the same things. I did that thing of not steering them away, because you see people do it in the shops, right?
No, I know.
They subconsciously don't realise they're steering them away from the pink aisle. And I've never done that. I've always just gone up the same aisle. I haven't raced to the boy aisle. But they do. They both of them have just gravitated to the
soldiers.
Boys. Soldiers and Lego.
Yeah.
But my youngest has been a bit more into cuddly toys and stuff like that. He's five and he still loves his cuddly toys and all like that. But he does have something, because now I don't know what your feelings are, because I know I've seen some other mums on Instagram moan about that. What do you call it when it's sort of like role play with your kids? So when, you know, if you're doing Cindy, you know, you're playing whatever, pretending to be at the hairdressers. Now, this was my thing when I was little. I played blimmin' for hours with this, and Gary and my friend house, Claire. Oh, and I was so jealous because her dad had made her like a doll's house, but flat. So, you know, like doll's house stands up, right? But
like this was a bungalow.
This was a bungalow. But imagine like if you were
sort of elderly.
Yeah.
A little walk-in baths and...
But it was like it was a film set, you know, like
roof.
Yeah.
But so it was genius, and I loved it, and I'd always be going, can we get the, you know, I can't remember which Pippa D house out or whatever. So I love all this. So obviously one of the heartbreaking things for me when I had boys was I thought, can't do this. Obviously I didn't let that stop me, and I would play that. But they just still had this innate thing to want to make the characters fight. And I was saying to Gemma the other day that we was playing with Transformers, and when it got to, I was just so bored of the fight, like, where'd you go with fighting? You just go, hi, 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 that's it. I went, after a while, I went, I know, hey, did you know,
It's no narrative arc, you know. It's like, come on, I want to see some. Yeah,
yes,
you know.
There's no narrative. It's now Optimus Prime's birthday. So we have a birthday party, and I get all the. And but this carried on, Margaret. I loved it. I'd watch him playing with other people when he's getting them to make a birthday party.
So I remember my friend, she had two little boys, and she was worried that she got him Ben 10 toys. Do you remember that? Her
boys are a bit older. Still going.
But she was saying she worried that it was a bit, it was going to get a bit violent and whatever. And she checked in on what they were doing with these dolls, and they tucked them into some beds and were reading them a bedtime story. It's just so sweet. They still have all of that, you know. My friend's little girls used to play Visiting Joan, which was about their 90-year-old neighbour. They'd take it in turns to go and take Joan a cake or something. Oh. Really, really sweet.
So your little girl's not so little now?
She's not, no. And actually, some of the stuff that she's into, I'm not, I just don't know very much about it.
Right.
And also, I find manga and stuff very hard to watch. I find the style of it.
Right.
Eyes and whatever.
Yeah,
I find
it. Yeah, and the big mouth.
Yeah, and the sort of like kind of jittery animation. But having said that, she really loves John Oliver.
Right.
You know, so there's occasionally something that we go, oh my God, I love that as well. You know, we can watch American satire once a week and really get into it. And that's the exciting thing. You know, it is sad them getting older. Hold on, let me shut my door in case anyone's listening.
Oh, she's going to get deep.
Oh, what's that?
She's gone to close the door, so it must be getting deep. Oh, is that one of those drinks?
It's sad, you know, your cute little kids getting older, it's a loss there, but actually having a big kid that you can laugh at, you know, Taskmaster or John Oliver, or you know, have a conversation about the prison system or whatever. I mean, I know it's all quite dark, but it's sort of amazing as well. You sort of think, oh, my kid is now, you know, we are connecting and
genuinely as well, like it's
genuinely
not, you know,
exactly. Like, yeah, so it's not a sort of, oh God, I don't know what to say about Optimus Prime. I don't, you know, I've got nothing to say about him. So I sort of think, because I was thinking about that, Gemma, what you were saying about it's not, you know, it is the adult's job to make sure you connect, but you don't have to connect on everything. You know, it's just too much for us. Like, as long as you are actually, I think, asking questions and sort of saying, what do you like about it? Or whatever.
What is it you like about this?
Is it just, no, say it again. Cannot get my head around it. And you're only asking that, basically.
Yeah. What is it you like about it? Because I think it's grim and awful.
Rhetorical questions. Do you like this, do you?
You like this, do you? The stuff they watch on YouTube, I can't get my... I don't know why you like watching people play games.
I've accepted this because I watch extreme rug cleaning, extreme car valeting. I watch people. So I think,
you know
what?
That is weird. Yeah, yeah. To be fair, what we're into is weird as well. Like, I can absolutely see that my kids would be like, my daughter said to me this morning, what you like watching is funny, sad, middle-aged women. That's just like, oh,
spot on.
If you can see it, you can be it. You know? Just sort of watching a lot of Victoria Woods and, you know, Steel Magnolias.
Comforting stuff. Yeah. No, I think that's just it, isn't it? Just find something that you
can connect on. Yeah. Oh, what have you got there, Gemma?
That's Victoria Woods. That's
great. Oh, look at her.
Picture.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I'll probably put this episode on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Like an old granny as well. So people go, oh, that is a lovely picture.
Oh, I'd have put more makeup on.
It's all right. I'll put it on after. No problem these days.
Really big filter.
Okay. I'll just like contour and not.
Yes, can you?
Yeah. But yeah, I've not, you know, my boys are really into their video games. You know, you try to fight it, but it's just happened. And, you know, and the thing is, my husband is as well. And
his
family is. His mum and dad.
Wow.
When we go there, they will all play, like, Super
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Yeah. And I'm like, great, I'm going off to have a lay down. And, you know, like you say, I for a bit I was, and they get upset. They go, Mummy, please, can you play? And I have played for a few times, but now they don't ask because they know I'm so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually ruining their fun.
They don't want to play with
slowing
someone
them down
really bad. Or sometimes, bless him, my youngest, just he loves company. He doesn't like being on his own. And he just wants me to sit next to him. And I'm like, fine. He'll say,
oh, that's an easy one to do.
Yeah, he's like, just can come and he wants me to watch him play the game. So again, he's
so
like,
you can't watch Victoria Wood.
No,
there
I can't.
There isn't a Victoria Wood video game. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Interactive dinner, ladies. Love that.
You're listening to the Funny Mummy podcast.
Yeah.
Now can I go back?
Yeah. The other day, Buster said, I love playing games with Daddy. And he doesn't just mean computer games. They do play other games as well. He was like, and I love kissing and cuddling, Mummy. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
We haven't really found our thing, I think, in some ways. Me and Huxley, like, he's terrible. He's like me. Yeah, he'll sit and watch Married at First Sight. So I know it's terrible for an eight-year-old, but he loves it. And he loves all
he's
that.
He's learning about toxic relationships.
I know. He needs to learn this.
Barry Ferns of Angel Comedy fame recommended that Al and I could watch Ted Lasso together.
Oh yeah, that's
and
a good
he said
one.
He said I said hang on, is it for like is it you know? And he said Ow. He said there's not really any swearing in it and there's not really any sex in it. I go, okay, fine. Started watching it. Well, the Brett Goldstein character, all he does is swear. Like it's just 30 minutes of Brett Goldstein swearing, and there's loads of sex in it. But now we're watching it. So
the trouble is, yeah, in Barry's head, because he doesn't have to worry about that. He doesn't have to think about it. And when you think of Ted Lasso, you think, oh, it's about
it's nice,
biscuits and, you know,
football and
supportive
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so I let my son, I mean, and this was 2 years ago, so he was six, watch Bridesmaids when we were on holiday. And at the end of it, I said to him, you are to forget everything word you heard in that. He said, can I remember the word? And he said, can I remember the word cake? I was like, yeah, you can remember the word cake.
Oh, bless him.
But yeah, I felt a lot of shame about that. But it was too late by the time, you know, he was with all of his cousins. We were on holiday. It was like, I couldn't then remove him as soon as I realised, oh my God, this could not be more inappropriate for a six-year-old. So that's just been...
I think actually we've spoken to you, Margaret, about this before, about the... about appropriateness of TV.
Yes, I think we did. I think we talked about Married at First Sight last time.
We did. I don't think we did. But I think it's for me, I kind of don't mind the swearing because I swear and it's like, and he knows not to swear outside the house and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the sex. That's what it is. That's what it is for me.
But well, it's funny, isn't it, that we're like that about sex, but not so much about violence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
It depends on the sex, that's what I think, is it's sort of, what are we saying about the sex? I mean, it is awkward.
It's just that carnal and just the awkwardness.
I guess, you're right, Gemma, because I was listening then, I thought, oh, it's so true, because obviously they're video games. We try not to get the violent ones, and they generally don't have the violent ones, but even blooming Minecraft has a bit, they can kill
explosions
the odd sheep
and,
or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, I'm killing the sheep. And I'm like, I didn't think it was killing in this. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's true. We don't. Yeah, but I'm with you. And you know what it is? It's just the awkwardness. I just don't want him to start asking me questions
about blowjobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to have
to. So if they start kissing, that's fine. But then they start taking each other's clothes off. I'm like, oh, how am I going to explain this? And that's why I just don't want that conversation yet. But actually, maybe it's better to have that conversation as soon
as... Do you know what? The conversations are fine. It's what they're watching and then taking away and not asking about or whatever. What messages are you getting? What are you going away and thinking? Because I remember, I might have mentioned this before, but it was a girl in my school who for a long time thought you got pregnant, thought that boys had a pincer on the end of their willy.
Aww.
And they would pluck a pubic hair and that's how you got pregnant. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I don't know how she got to
the imagination.
That. Yeah, exactly. But she's imagined that and then just accepted it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's better.
I'm walking around with this idea in her head. Oh,
okay. Okay. I'm not gonna run away from it so much. So I think this juncture, I want to talk a little bit about your podcast, Margaret, because it's been doing so well. And
I'm loving it.
It's such a lovely idea. How did it come about?
Well, so I wanted to do a podcast about something that I was an expert in, and there isn't a lot of that. So crushes, that's what you want. It's something I first of all, I had an idea for a book called Everyone I've Never Slept With, because I honestly feel like the people I haven't slept, the people that I was just obsessed with and never got anywhere near, say more about me than you know, the few people I have slept with.
Right.
And just sort of stories from that. But I realised, it's a bit like, you know, Susie Ruffles podcast, that Out, which I really love. And obviously that is not, you know, there's loads of boring straight people like me who don't have a coming out story.
Yeah.
But it's really, really universal crushes. Yeah. There's always, even the people who come up. So Jenny Eclair came on and basically said she hadn't really had a crush, like she fancied a pop star for a bit when she was 15. And then she was like, and then you just have to grow up and start actually snogging people and actually having sex and whatever. But we had an amazing conversation about not having crushes and about being, because some people just don't go in for the whole pining. I don't know about you two. Did you make collages? Did you send letters to pop stars?
Well, I'm just thinking then she must have, you obviously, I need to listen to that one now, but surely not even people that she just sort of like liked even for a day, that, you know, she met on the set. She was sort
of, she's just one of those people that if she liked someone, and we've had a few people like this on, if she likes someone, she just goes for it. She just tells them and whatever. And I was just like, wow, okay. Because I would just do 2 years of not telling them and just be like getting more and more like, oh my God. And today I remember sometimes not so much in pain. Sometimes it was just sort of more fun to not be.
Ah.
I mean, I remember a friend of mine saying all of your, and this is my early 20s as well. He said, all of your stories are like, oh, and then he gave me a weird look and then he went home. What do you think that means? I was like, yeah, that's not great, is it? That's not sort of active woman going out to get what she wants, just making up stories in my own head, you know.
Did you keep a diary as a young girl then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine you did.
Yeah.
Or do you still do?
No, I haven't done. Do you know what's super dramatic in that way? The first proper heartbreak I ever had, I stopped that day. I was just can't.
You couldn't even bring myself to write about it.
No, and then it's just sort of laziness and whatever. Yeah. I wish I did. Do you keep journal?
No, I don't. And again, I wish I did, because I remember, I don't know if she still does, Josie Long. I remember her telling me only about 2 years ago that she still did, and she was like, it really helps with material as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was like, that's such a good idea. So then I do that thing of like, right, I'm gonna do one, and then I can show you now a notebook where there's like one page written in it.
Richard Herring still doing his blog?
Oh, that's a really good point. I don't know,
because similarly, he started, I think there was a point, this was a few years ago, where he had like the longest running daily, consistent daily blog.
Yeah,
it's going for like 11 years or something. I wonder if he's still going.
Yeah, because considering the number of other stuff he does, like the, you know, the podcasts and whatever.
Family man now as well.
Yeah.
But... yeah. He likes a project, doesn't he, that man?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So, Gemma, yeah, did you have any... Was you the sort of person to have a secret crush?
Yes, and still am.
Are you? Yes.
Yeah, I still am, yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of... I love a deep dive. I love a deep dive. I love to like become a PI and find out shit about people. And
oh my God. And these days it's so, you really can.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Looking at stuff.
I had one last year and I.
A real person. A real person,
but with a profile. And I asked him out for coffee, didn't I?
She doesn't just mean a Facebook profile. She means.
I asked him out for coffee and he very, in a very kind way, said no. But it was just kind of like, you know, but yeah, I do kind of, I suppose now that I'm older, I feel like that those crushes are kind of like projects now.
Yeah.
It's like a project.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a hobby.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I don't really have a crush at the moment, actually. I don't, it's not really anyone I'm particularly.
Yeah, interested. You need to get on that, Gemma. You need
do you
to.
Think
oh, well, is the story about the kettle? Is this, could this be a meet cute? Someone stealing your kettle?
Oh my God. Oh, no, Gemma's face. If only it could be. But
if only, exactly.
I've got a feeling no.
Exactly.
Can you, people are waiting on tender hooks.
Yeah, we
to
need
hear.
To know.
Okay, all right.
About the kettle.
Come back from holiday yesterday, first day, first moment back into the office. My morning routine, dump my stuff on my desk, go downstairs to the green room to make a cup of tea. No kettle.
I mean, unacceptable.
Right. Okay. So it's usual, you know, the last kettle went missing because, name drop, Colin Holt needed to shave in the downstairs dressing room and there was no hot water. There was no hot water, so, you know. So that's why that. So this kettle just wasn't anyway. So I thought it was probably in a dressing room. Went down to the bar, spoke to my colleague. So this kettle's missing. Oh, we put it on the van to Edinburgh. Well, I fucking lost it. Like I just went from naught to I just went. That's my kettle. From home, I went. No, I bought it. I bought that kettle. I bought that kettle. I said I get. Can I swear, Hattie?
Yeah.
I said, I get fuck all from this place. Everyone else is drinking flat whites all day. All I want is a kettle to make a fucking cup. I mean, I just lost it. I stormed out, walked out to Curry's, bought a kettle in fucking rage. And she was shouting after me, going, we thought you'd be pleased. We didn't buy another kettle and we're saving money. I was like, it's mine. Yeah.
I feel like I'm writing that down as the title for this podcast. I walked over to Curry's in a rage.
Rage.
Because you're lucky to have a Curry's near you because obviously we're talking about this. Electronics are hard to come by.
So my kettle is in Edinburgh. No one's invited me to Edinburgh.
Exactly. Your kettle's having a lovely holiday.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying. No one can afford to go to Edinburgh unless you're a kettle now. Yeah. And I'm thinking of next year having a show called Me and My Kettle in Edinburgh.
And they won't bring it back. I know they won't bring it back. They won't. No. Someone will just leave it there.
You should ask for photos. You should send, saying, I want to see how my kettle
daily.
Is doing.
Daily
yes, exactly.
Photos.
A day photo of the kettle. Make it a project.
Yeah, how's he doing?
It'll go viral.
But it's like
a meme.
I completely misjudged what my reaction was going to be. Gemma will be delighted that
she'll
we haven't bought a kettle just for Edinburgh. And I was like, what are we supposed to use? They're like, the hot water tap. What? That's not a kettle. I'll drink like 8 cups of tea a day. Like, don't be talking to me about hot taps.
Don't bring me your hot taps.
So anyway,
they must know that about you, Gemma.
Well, I think that was part of what I was upset about.
Yeah.
It's just like, you don't know me. And there was one person in the office said, I said you'd blow a gasket. She said, I said it. I said you'd blow a gasket. I was like, thank you, Rose. Anyway.
She's a steaming
DC, girl. She knows. Someone knows you.
Oh my God.
Well, they know you now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're all terrified now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but because I think it's a whole other topic, maybe, Margaret. But when people, it happens a lot when you have house shares, I think. And I wonder whether it starts to happen again once your kids get older, this thing of things going missing, but. Like people just denying it or anything like that. I don't know if you've had anything. I was saying I had when I had it wasn't a house, it was my house, but we were renting out one of the rooms and illegally really to an actor darling.
Oh no.
And they're
the worst.
And he was a young guy. I think he was just out of drama school and he we didn't really see much of him, so that was good. That's pretty much what we wanted. And but then I noticed my forks going missing and I didn't have many, but I knew my set, you know, when you just know and you know your good ones. And if we took them out of the house, we would always take like the more crappier ones. And he was making himself pasta, I think, and taking it out to rehearsals, I imagine. And it just went missing. And one day I just said to him kindly, you know, not annoying, I was just like, I can't remember his name, I think I was gonna say Dan. I said, Dan, Have you seen my fork? Because it's part of a set. I feel so petty.
Yeah, I mean, that is a funny way of saying it. Skip my fork. It's part
and he
of
said
set.
No, and he just denied it. And I was like, why? Wow. I'd rather you be honest and
yeah,
say
even
you
if
lost
you say
it.
I lost it. Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, now that set is fucked now. I was so annoyed. But I am convinced it is actors, but I remember having another thing with a boy I lived with, again, in a house share, and he was a real actor type, Don. Always had a long, long coat. Do you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say kimono.
Yeah, no, always had a kimono. Yeah, I probably did in his room. Yeah. He had a long trench coat, and it was like he was never out of it. I don't. We worked out he never had a shower. We think he still lived in the mentality of that you have a bath on a Sunday night, like a child. And we don't think he washed his clothes because we didn't have a washing machine. So we'd go to the laundrette, but he never went to the laundrette. And all we saw was cans of spray. I think he was just Febreze.
No. How old was he?
Oh, this was when we were at uni. So we were about 19.
Oh, God.
But nothing
happened.
Like
a high school shooter to me.
He probably was. I think he's quite a successful theatre director now. Just like,
he smells better.
Yeah, I'm sure he's grown up now. And
well, somebody was saying it's only when you get into relationships, you start having relationships, and they will say to you, "No, this isn't acceptable. You stink. You stink, and your clothes stink.
Oh, really?
You know, you need to." And then you're like, "Oh, right." I mean, boys particularly.
Yeah, let's be honest. How many people do we know, male friends, have said to you, "Oh, I seen this girl and I had to tell her to have a shower"?
No, it's
no.
Not really.
No!
They learn quicker, I think.
Oh, dear. Right, we're going to start wrapping up. But Kid Logic.
Kid Logic.
Now, it's a regular feature. You know, I like to do it as well because we often it's easy to moan about our kids. It's so easy, and
try it.
And actually, you know, it's nice to give them a bit of praise. And when sometimes we're clogged up with all life and the mental load, and kids have got such a simple life, all they've got to think about is getting up and pouring their shreddies. And they just can see through, cut through the shit sometimes, I think. And I don't know, Margaret, do you ever actually ask them for advice, or do you find yourself going, "Oh, I don't know what to do about this"? And
oh, I mean, no.
No.
But I, to be fair, I don't, like, my kids will come out with some wise things. In fact, I sort of worry that they're too, but I mean, I remember my daughter saying, "Can you keep me away from the headlines for a bit?" When Brexit was happening, because she was honestly losing sleep over that. And the other thing, this is what I was going to say, she said, and I think she was about 7 at the time, and she said, "Oh, I asked my friend Clara what her greatest fear was." And I was like, "Oh, God, already this is a nightmare." And I said, "What did she say?" And she said, "A pigeon flying into her head." So we were sort of laughing about that and going, "Right, great." And I said, "Well," and then I was like bracing myself and saying, "Well, what's your greatest fear?" And she said, "Oh, just the future and failure."
Oh, gosh. My God.
Oh, I love wise kids so much.
Oh, I know. But the other thing I wanted to mention, this is more of a sort of philosophical thing. My son, my 8-year-old, the other day couldn't remember. Well, he was meaning to say when I was born, but he couldn't quite remember the phrase. And so what he said was, "When I joined life." And I really laughed at that. It's like, oh, yeah, we're all living, and some people join and some people leave, and it's just, you know, the story of life. It's really,
that's
really
beautiful.
Sweet.
We are all one. I've been doing my
own. Yeah, you meditating.
My yoga this morning, yeah. But I've been trying to get back into it.
Because,
you know, I fell out of love with it. And so I've gone back to basics and real basics and doing the meditation and all this. We are all one with the trees. And
namaste.
Yeah. Yeah, all that. But I'm like, come on.
I don't think you're supposed to shout, "Come on."
I think that's why I got chucked out.
Come on. Yes.
Do you do it there, Margaret? Bit of manifesting.
I do. I've got a friend. Oh, well, no, I don't do manifesting, but I do like, I like the actual yoga thing. My friend retrained over lockdown, so we do sort of Zoom
Oh,
classes.
didn't they all?
So
Didn't they all? No, I'm sure she's very good. But no, I think I meant affirmations, not manner. You know, at the end they say
right.
an affirmation for the day. So we could leave our listeners on a nice affirmation for the day.
Oh.
Or do you always find, I always find, I panic because she goes, and now think of a,
oh yeah,
an affirmation. And I wish, you know, and I just try to do that sort of improv thing of going with the first thing. And it's normally to be kind to myself.
Oh, that's nice. Oh no, that's lovely.
or be calm is another one.
Be
just
calm.
Be calm. Just generally be calm. And you can interpret that in whatever
yeah.
way
yeah, yeah, yeah.
means
That's
for you.
Hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you? Do you?
Have, not, any... have I ever been calm? No, not really. For a second. What do I do when? But I feel like I start panicking. I start thinking, well, I just want the best. Just want my kids to be healthy. Just you know, and then you start
yeah.
spiraling about what else could go wrong. You know,
yeah, you're like,
I get too big too quickly.
You meant to think of one word.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, yeah, I'd like a sort of proper mantra. Got a mantra?
Gemma, have you got a mantra?
No.
A mantra. No. No. That's a good mantra, Gemma. Yeah, just no.
Look, can't think. For me, it's just like peace. Just peace.
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 That's nice, yeah.
For myself, for you, peace.
I love yeah. that. I wish I'd filmed that. Have it as my ringtone.
It's filmed now. You can have
it's
it.
Filmed now, exactly. I'm going to just
clip it for you.
Gemma saying.
Because
actually, you know what? Gemma has, that's a really sort of hippie-ish thing to say, but she says it in a proper no-nonsense way. And I think that's the best of both worlds. Just peace. Peace for you. Peace
Gemma,
for me. Gemma. So can I just say sorry to my therapist last night said to me.
But, name drop.
She says.
Blang, yeah.
I've got an impish face with a masculine energy.
Get the t-shirts. Oh my god.
And she was just, you know, I was like, oh, thanks. So how about that? Impish
what you could do is get business cards with that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
yeah.
the impish face yeah. masculinity and just a number.
Face of an imp energy of a man.
Well.
You know, I mean, I would take that. I think that's a really, those are both really cool yeah. things.
And you said to me that you feel like she's, all she's edging for is for you yeah. to go on a date.
Yeah. It's like Quantum Leap. It's like, get me on a date and then she's just going to leap onto the next person.
Well, maybe she
interesting.
Wasn't.
Well, it's good that, I mean, you asked your crush out. You need a new crush. That's what you need, Gemma.
Yeah, I know.
I think before I had, you know, a marriage, I definitely would always have a crush. I feel that's what kept me going. It was sort of like...
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I still do, and I do have a marriage.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, but he's next door.
Yes. You're slagging off our kids.
It sort of keeps slagging you going, doesn't it? But I'm sure you explore that all in the podcast. So on that note, Margaret, anything you want to big up apart from your
yeah,
podcast?
Yeah, just know, crushed by Margaret Caborn Smith. If you want me to boast about something, it was on the top 20 podcasts of all time in The Guardian. But that's just a nonsense, isn't it? I mean, you know, I don't think anyone knew that that's what they were saying when they were suggesting things they liked.
Oh,
that's
lovely. What's been your favourite one? I know it's hard.
Oh, no, they're all my babies.
No, that's such a hard question. Okay.
Yeah, it's a hard
A time. Highlight. Give us a highlight, though. If it's
a highlight. Dolly Alderton, which was the first one we put out. We recorded lots, but the first one we put out, she's just amazing. And one thing I liked about, because some people end up talking about, you know, their teenage years, which is like obviously when the big ones happened. But she came right up to date and said she'd been, she direct messaged, who's that, the guy who plays Superman? Oh, come on.
Toby Maguire?
No.
Superman. That's Spider-Man.
Henry Cavill.
Right.
She DM'd Henry Cavill. That's how mad she still is, even though she's...
I'd do that, I reckon.
Yeah. Let's all do it today.
Let's all do it. DM someone.
DM an A-lister.
They're sure to reply. They're all on strike. Anyway.
Exactly. They've got nothing to do.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Margaret. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Never a chore.
I love you both.
Thank you, Gemma. I hope you're enjoying your new kettle.
Thanks.
Stay tuned, listeners, for next month's episode. We'll find out what else might be stolen. yeah, thank you for listening and downloading, and do keep downloading and sharing. It is the only way people find us. It's the only way people find us. Enough people don't talk about podcasts, and why don't you be that person? Talk about it and tell people they need a little bit of mum and tonic.
About it in the street.
Yeah, just shout
out your window.
Like the town crier of podcasts. Yes. Okay.
Bell.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast. Thank you to my co-host today, my guest. And today's show is edited by Scott Kingsnorth. Thank you so much for listening and supporting this show. If you'd like to support it more, I know you can do even more. You can follow us on Instagram at funnymummies_podcast, and that will tell you all the updates. You can also support us by buying us a coffee or something on one of these fangled things called Ko-Fi. I'll give you the whole address. It's ko-fi.com/HattieAshdown_funnymummiespod. Got that? Thank you for listening, subscribing, and taking the time for you.
Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day!